אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. So the biggest story this week in the Australian Jewish news is that hours after arriving in Australia and being ferried from Melbourne Airport late last Wednesday night in a police vehicle, Malka Leifer appeared the following morning by video link before a remand session of the bail and remand court. Appearing on camera, Leifer wore a white turban, patterned jacket and a blue dress, and Magistrate Johanna Metcalf asked Tom Hargraves, who was representing Leifer, to confirm the charges against her, and he confirmed the former Adas Israel school principal faced 74 charges relating to alleged child sexual abuse. Hargraves notified the court that Leifer had made no application for bail. The magistrate asked Hargraves if there were any custody management issues, and he stated that Leifer required certain medications for her, quote, significant mental health issues. Noting Victoria Police had provided Leifer with her medications on her flight, Metcalf requested that a list of her medications, which is held by police, be transferred to prison authorities. He also asked that Leifer, who is currently still in police custody, be transferred to a prison facility as quickly as possible. Appearing for the Office of Public Prosecutions, Philip Raimondo told the magistrate he concurs with the arrangements. Leifer has been remanded for a committal hearing by video link before the Melbourne Magistrates Court on April 9, her next scheduled court appearance. So it's dramatic news that Malka Leifer, after all this many years of court appearances and an extradition case in Israel, is finally in Australia, in Melbourne, and the court format system has begun.
Yes, she was smuggled out of Israel at midnight. in the dark of the night, nobody knew about it, and put on the flight to Frankfurt on the way to Australia.
Yeah, it was quite a major operation, and of course it went to Australia via Frankfurt, a stop in Frankfurt, and then I believe Singapore as well, and then landed in Melbourne late in the evening last Wednesday night.
Because I believe Israeli police came with her, went with her on the flight, and I wasn't sure if Australian police were there as well.
Oh, when they landed, there were a lot of police cars, a lot of security around the flight, and of course she was required through the process to arrive, to be extradited to Australia within 60 days of the court decision at the end of the extradition case in Israel. So she had to come within 60 days, and she certainly has.
Yeah, and it's a very big interest to the general community, and in particular to the Jewish community, and we'll keep you posted with the new developments, but it seems that till April nothing will happen now. That's the next court appearance.
Yes, yes.
Shane, high tech to preserve Shoah memory.
Yes, this is an amazing project. It's going to take some time, but it involves cutting-edge three-dimensional filming techniques, artificial intelligence technology, and a budget of almost $3 million. And this will all help the Sydney Jewish Museum to record and present testimonies of six Holocaust survivors in a hologram-style display so advanced it will let visitors to the museum in the future ask questions and have those questions answered from the footage in real time. It's quite remarkable. The Sydney Jewish Museum announced its long-term Dimensions in Testimony project in collaboration with the University of Southern California's Shoah Foundation in the week preceding International Holocaust Remembrance Day on January 27, as a means to allow future generations to have lifelike conversations with Australian Holocaust survivors. The six participants in the program, the Holocaust survivors, are Eddie Jaku, who recently turned 100, Olga Horak, who's 93, Kuba Enoch, 93, Yvonne Engelman, 92, Paul Drexler, 82, and Francine Lazarus, 82. The museum CEO, Norman Seligman, said, "For many years, we have been planning and preparing for a future when, sadly, we will no longer have Holocaust survivors with us in real life." So he said this project is the most exciting and definitely the most expensive single project ever undertaken by the Sydney Jewish Museum in this regard, and it will bring the voices of the survivors and their stories to life for all time.
I think it's incredible, and congratulations to the Jewish Museum for such an initiative, so important, especially there are so many Holocaust deniers, and I'm always worried what will happen when the survivors gone. What will happen to their voices? And this is a very, very good initiative. And apparently there is a new Shoah Museum in Canberra.
Yes, so the Australian government has just pledged $750,000 towards the establishment of a new Holocaust Museum in the nation's capital. This was also announced just prior to Holocaust Remembrance Day, with Liberal MP and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, along with Labor MP Josh Burns, emphasising how federal, state and territory governments are joining forces in a bipartisan way to support the establishment and upgrading of Holocaust museums around the country, promoting tolerance and understanding while combating racism and anti-Semitism. And this will also be in partnership with the ACT Jewish community. And it's just a wonderful news because it adds to announcements within the last few months as well of Holocaust museums in other Australian cities too, including Brisbane, Adelaide, and an upgrade in Perth. So it's just fantastic. Now Canberra will soon have its own new Holocaust museum.
And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, Australia Day awards were given to 29 members of the Jewish community.
Yes, that's wonderful news, and from all the different states around Australia as well. Professor Susan Davis has been named an Officer of the Order of Australia for distinguished service to medicine, to women's health, as a clinical endocrinologist and researcher, and to medical education. And why I mention that is, remarkably, her brother, Peter Davis, also received a Medal of the Order of Australia for service to the Jewish community of Melbourne. It is extremely special and a tremendous honour to share the occasion with my brother, Professor Davis told us. Neither of our parents are alive. We are both in our 60s. I wish they could see what we both made of our lives. And I think because of that, receiving the honour on the same occasion is just amazing.
It is amazing. I don't think it ever happened before that a brother and a sister received a medal, the Honour of Australia, for two different things altogether at the same time. That is congratulations, Mazel Tov. It's really a great achievement.
Yeah, we've put a little bit of information package together as well in the Jewish News about each of the 29 recipients in their different categories. So there's plenty of information there and some really meaningful quotes about the difference they have made to the community.
Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.